The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in wellness, beauty, and food every day. That can be a lot to keep up with, so let me do the work. I'm the Trend Reporter, Mara Schiavocampo, here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Hey guys, so today we're talking about the dangers of so-called protective styles like braids, twists, and locks. Now, many of us turn to these styles because we think they're good for our hair, giving it a chance to rest and recover from more damaging styles. Well, it turns out that everything you thought you knew about protective styles could be wrong, and in some cases, they could actually lead to hair loss. So joining me now to break it all down and give us the recipe for truly protective styling is celebrity hairstylist Derek Monroe, one of the lead hairstylists at The View and the lead hairstylist for Dark and Lovely, and he has touched the heads of so many beautiful queens. Derek, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Mara.
So you're featured in a new documentary called Pretty Shouldn't Hurt. And it focuses largely on the pain that a lot of us experience during braiding, which, boy, do I know this story well. So I'm going to play a clip and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
It was the worst experience of my life. Everything was just like excruciating.
From a very, very young age, Black women are taught to expect that pain is a part of the hairstyling process.
I had like Botox and a facelift.
It's like seriously, no pain, no gain, right? Thugging it out in the chair, like,
holding onto the armrest.
Braiding the hair and getting the hair braided so tightly that you require the use of a pain reliever, that is not normal.
I had to take painkillers.
Pop some pills.
I managed to party my way through the day and night.
Everything would be fine. No, it was not fine.
So here's why I love that I'm talking to you about this. So I don't know if you remember this. The first time you ever did my hair, do you remember what the style was?
Yes, 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 I remember.
It was a wig.
Yes.
Okay. So
we braided it down.
Yes. So we were doing the install. We had never worked together, but my dear friend and your dear friend, Morel Hollis, who has been on the podcast, recommended you because I need a stylist for an event. So the two of you came over together. I had never worked with you and you braided my hair down for the wig install. You were so gentle. I'm going to be honest with you. Now I know you to be one of the best in the business, hands down, but it worried me. Because I was like, does this man know what he's doing?
Right. Because it feels like he up there playing in my hair, right?
Because it didn't hurt at all. We think braiding is supposed to be painful.
No, no, no. It's definitely a myth. You know what's funny is most of my celebrity clients that I work with, from June Ambrose. June Ambrose says it's like getting a scalp massage. And she's like, it always feels like she wants to go to sleep. But I just always realized that it just was never that serious. Like, I saw so many clients before, of course, working with celebrities. I owned a salon for over 7 years, and I just saw different people's hairlines being destroyed. And so I realized you could get these beautiful styles, but you be so uncomfortable the whole time that it's you can't even enjoy it. So I'm always very considerate of that situation. So no, it doesn't have to hurt.
You know, I always believed that braiding had to hurt to be effective. So if I got a weave and I didn't have to take painkillers that night and for the next like day or two, I believe that I didn't get my money's worth. Like, I'm like, oh, this is a loose weave. It's going to come out too quickly. I'll have to replace it soon. Like, I really believed that that pain was something that was giving me value. And I feel bad because I've actually passed it on to my daughter. You know, I would say, well, you're tenderheaded. I have to break you of this. And yeah. One of the things that I love about doing this podcast is that I learn so much. And so a lot of the people that I've spoken to have said, like, no, if your head hurts when you're doing something to it, it's telling you something, right? There's a very good reason that it's hurting.
Exactly. And you have to realize, too, there are two levels. Now, there are people that are super nerve sensitive, and I've worked with those people. Even working with Whoopi. Whoopi, you know, people would think natural hair. Whoopi's scalp, and a lot of times people with natural hair that don't really run combs through their hair a lot of times, they are super sensitive. So it's certain people like that that are very, very sensitive, but then there are some people that people are just definitely putting way too much pressure.
So let's talk about these protective styles, because you know, a lot of us go to them, like braids, cornrows, goddess locks, dreadlocks. We go to them when we feel our hair needs a break. So for me, for example, it's my go-to for vacation. I almost always get my hair in braids on vacation because I don't want to have to do anything to it. If you don't handle them properly, and we are going to talk about the remedy because I don't want people to shy away from these natural hairstyles, these are the styles of our ancestors. This is our culture. We all have to do it the right way or we're going to pay the price. So what is the potential damage to your hair if it's not done properly and if it's not maintained properly?
It can be catastrophic to some. It can be permanent hair loss. For some, it can be temporary hair loss. It just depends on to what level and to what extent and the frequency that people do get these protective styles.
So what specifically is causing the damage? Is it that the styles are being done too tight? Is there too much hair? Are you using too much of the added hair, that it's putting too much tension on your own hair? Is it the way you're maintaining it? What are the specific factors that could damage your hair?
Well, it's a combination of all of those. First of all, really having a professional. I mean, I know for a lot of people, it's a cost situation. And so we realize that Nene down the street knows how to braid. She does a good job on her little girl's hair. So we go over there because she'll do it for $30. But if Nene hasn't really taken the time to really be taught, because it can be an issue if you have fine hair and you take this commercial hair and add it and you don't set aside the proper amount of hair to add to each particular braid, then what you do is you're putting excess weight on that follicle. And then what happens is you're pulling it up in ponytails, you're pulling it back, you're swinging it, you're throwing it. If you get it wet, it's heavier now. So all of that stress then pulls on the hair. So that becomes a problem. Then you might have to bring in where the person is pulling too tight and that person is trying to make sure they get every little hair and they don't want nothing out of place. And, you know, we've been taught that we want everything, our edges laid and everything pulled together. You definitely want it to last as long. So once again, we have this thing like, make sure you make it tight so it lasts forever. So when you go into making it super tight like that, that then adds to the problem. And, you know, some women have already just made up in their mind that they're going to sacrifice their hair. I know some people that they've already developed this lack of love with even trying to love their own hair. They don't even care what they do to their hair, that they're willing to risk it. And so all of those things, I think, play a part.
When you talk about people not having that love and appreciation for their hair, that kind of, it hit deep because I realize how sad that is, that so many cultural and societal influences made me not even want to get to know my hair. I just wanted to braid it up and hide it under something. And now I'm looking at it and I'm like, you're really cute hair. Like, I wish I had been getting to know you for all of these
exactly.
years.
Exactly. Believe me, I love a good wig. I love a good weave. I love a good braided style. But I want that when you take that hair out, whatever it is, the ponytail off, all of that stuff, that you, what you look at, you're happy with regardless. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be something that you have to have. I want it something that you have as an option.
And I think now the times are nurturing that. You know, because so many people are wearing their hair natural, and it just is really encouraging us to see the beauty in what grows out of our head, which you know, we could talk so much about why we have not seen the beauty of it up till now. Well, some of us, a lot of people have. My mom wore an afro my whole life, like a picked out, like, you know, perfectly rounded, picked out 1970s afro. That was my mom's hairstyle. I mean, she's still with us, but now she wraps it up in a head wrap, but that was her hairstyle my entire life growing up. So I definitely had that role model. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Derek is going to share the single most damaging thing that people do. But first, I want to share some fun news. I'm going to start answering your questions right here on the podcast. It can be anything you want to know about skincare, hair, clean beauty, makeup, food trends, you name it. Here's how to submit a question. Go to the reviews section of this podcast, leave a 5-star rating, and post your question in the review.
Thank you.
So talking about these protective styles and the damage that they could cause. So I don't really want to talk about repairing the damage because that's a whole nother episode. And I did do an episode recently on hair regrowth. So if you have lost your hair and you are looking for solutions to regrow, please check out that episode. But what I would love to talk to you about, Derek, is the ways that we should properly care for these protective styles so that we don't have damage. So preventing any kind of hair loss. So first, let's start with what you need to do before you go to the braiding salon, before you go to Nene down the street. What do you need to do to make sure your hair is healthy prior to installing the style?
Okay, so my first thing would be is definitely conditioning. That's a go get your hair trimmed. You want to first get a trim, make sure you get all your dead ends off, and then you want to go in with a protein conditioner. Now, the protein conditioner is going to help to strengthen that hair. Do a protein treatment under the dryer because you want to open up the cuticle so that all of those properties can penetrate into the hair shaft. And it should at least be like 20 minutes. And then after that, definitely get your ends trimmed and also put a leave-in moisturizing conditioner in it prior to going to get it braided or weave or whatever.
Okay, so now let's talk about the install. So what are your thoughts about synthetic hair? Because I'm hearing a lot that the hair itself is really damaging when it's braided in with your own hair. And then I see videos on YouTube of girls like soaking it in vinegar. So what do we need to know about choosing the right hair?
Yeah, definitely. You definitely probably want to check out possibly getting your own hair, do your research on certain kind of brand so that you can make sure that whichever brand you use is that it's more of a softer fiber, because if not, like I said, that can then cut and they can also dry the hair out.
So then the maintenance of the styles. I always think of these styles as no maintenance, not low maintenance, but no maintenance. I put these braids in, I don't do anything until I take them out. I swim, I shower, you know, wet my hair in the shower. I lay in the sun. I don't use any product. I put them in a top knot. I mean, I do whatever I want to my hair when it's in braids. I'm guessing that's not what you're supposed to do.
Think about you saying you swim. You're in a chlorine pool. Now, normally, if your hair was loose, what would you do when you got out of that chlorine pool?
I would rinse it and condition it.
You would rinse it and condition because, of course, that chlorine is going to be extra drying. I can't tell you the amount of little girls when I was growing up that went because of summertime and they were always in the pool, they came back and their hair was super duper short because chlorine had ate it off. For black little girls, it's detrimental. So the same thing you would do to your hair if it was loose is what you almost sort of need to do when it's in the protective style. Like, so you definitely want to, and I'm not really trying, although I work with Dark and Lovely, I'm not forcing it, but they do. What I love about the shampoo that they have, the micellar water, it's just like a water. So it flows through the hair. I do appreciate that they do have that kind of a shampoo that sort of cleanses through the braids. That it just flows so you don't have to worry about it getting stuck, you know, and you can really get stuff like chlorine and debris out of your hair. So you should definitely use amazing oils to keep that hair moisturized. And then that will combat in the case that you do get a commercial hair or braid hair that's extra drying. You're sort of combating that with putting in, you know, maybe your coconut oils or different type of oils, you know, your avocado oils, all of that kind of stuff. You're putting that moisture in there to sort of combat any dryness that you're possibly going to get.
The same principles of healthy hair care. You have to keep it clean and conditioned and moisturized.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so funny. Like the basics are the hardest things to get sometimes. I'm like, oh, this is just like regular hair.
It is. You know what? I've been back to trying to exercise. And what I realized that everything is consistency. Like working on it on a continuous basis. And that's the same thing with healthy hair. Like if you take the time to really devote to saying, okay, I'm going to work on my hair, you'd be amazed at how well your hair will grow, how thick your hair can get, how healthy your hair can be. But a lot of, I realize people say they don't have time, but there are ways, there are things that you can do to incorporate, you know, to make it easier, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
You know, if you, you know, just getting a curly protector, like a curly weave sometimes. I always suggest, especially for Black women with texture and curl to their hair, to always opt for those kind of styles. Just because if you're that girl that are like, you don't have time for nothing, that's the way I would go.
Yeah. I agree with you that I think a weave is a protective style. There is debate about that. My hair, when I was wearing a weave, and I wore a weave for like 10 years straight, it was never healthier than during that time. Like when I would take it out, it would just be like this mane of hair. So in my experience, if you care for it properly, it absolutely can be a protective style. But people do debate that. So then when we're talking about removal, so taking these styles out, is there anything special that you need to do before or during taking the hair out?
That's really where, if there was ever the most damaging part, that's where the damage comes.
Taking it out first is the most damaging part, you find?
Yes. The first aspect of taking it out is not taking it out soon enough. So what happens is people leave these protective styles in too long, and what happens is you get matting. Mm. And so now your hair is matted, and so you're normal. Let's say you take the braids out. You have matting at the root. You already have fine hair, and you don't put a conditioner on it. You don't put anything on it that will help to act as a solvent for any of that debris around the braid. I don't know if you've ever had this, but like if you have products, or let's say you put,
I know exactly
you have that
build
up at the base of the braid. Yeah. So now, and you've had them in for 4 months, longer than what you should have.
Now, I've never worn braids for 4 months. That's crazy. Do people do that?
I've seen people almost turn into dreadlocks.
Oh my God.
And I had a client. And I would beg her, back in Virginia, I would beg her, please take your weave out. She would wear that weave for almost 4 months.
Stop it.
Almost 4 months. And it would be ridiculous. Now, what was interesting is she had very coarse hair. So her hair, it wasn't devastated by it. But you do end up getting that matting. And then if you're not taking it, so then what happens is you go in and if you're not combing it properly, you know, and people get frustrated with their hair. So then they just start pulling because they just want to get through it.
Right.
You know, they started the process. They knew it was going to be a long process, but now it's become a longer process than they planned. And now you're just frustrated and you just want it out. I don't even care no more. And that cannot be the case. Going back to products, Dark and Lovely, they have the cream, the detangling cream, which is you put it on and you let it sit. You can just take a conditioner and just let it sit and soften that hair, soften all of that debris. After you take the braids out, get you a detangling brush or a detangling comb. Start from the bottom, work your way up, and get all of it. But definitely taking the time. And some people go into shampooing their hair before they properly detangled while it was dry.
Well, I lost my entire head of hair doing that. I didn't do it myself.
Yeah,
the stylist did that. I wish I could have.
I
mean, I'm not a violent person, but it would have prompted me to be violent. I lost probably 16 to 18 inches of hair in one day because she washed me without combing out after a weave.
Combing out. If you take out any weave, and you should be able to, by the time before you shampoo, you should be able to glide through that hair. I don't care if that hair is natural or not, and glide through from the root down to the end before ever putting water on it. Because once you put that water on it, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that hair is in a weaker state. And now you're also putting the pressure of combing and detangling hair in a weak state. So it just turns into a whole thing. And then you have thin hair. And all of that purpose of doing a protective style to grow your hair, now you're losing it.
How do you know when it's really time to take it out?
You definitely don't want to go over 6 weeks. You just don't. And then in the documentary, one of the doctors she suggests that never go back into a protective style. Like, so let's say you just had braids for 6 weeks. Her thing is you then wait another 4 to 6 weeks, just do a different type of style, and then go back into the braids again.
Okay.
But don't go in consistently.
So don't do them back to back to back.
Don't do them back to back.
Got it. Okay. Why? Because is it putting too much tension on the same places?
Yep. Okay. And that's even, to be honest, that's even with ponytails. Or let's say you do a weave and you're doing a weave with leave out. You want to make sure you switch it around. So let's say you did a left side part. Next time you need to do a middle part. The next time you should do a right side part. Next time you should not even do it and do a closure and do a bang. And even ponytails. Just not, and because some people consider just doing ponytails as protective styles. You know, it's a way I don't have to worry about my hair. I just pull it back and I go. But if you constantly pull your hair back and it's super duper tight, because a lot of people love to have that facelift ponytail that
and
pulls
the edge
those
control.
Yes.
Everything is slick and tight.
That too. Exactly. That too is just as damaging. And it may not be, well, I'm not going to say as damaging, but it too can give you alopecia, you know, traction alopecia as well. So it's definitely something to consider. So you shouldn't even wear your ponytail in the same spot all the time. So let's say you do a low ponytail one day, then, you know, middle of the back ponytail right at the occipital bone. And then maybe the next time you do a super high ponytail. But you should never just constantly put your hair in the same spaces. That too will pull out your edges as well.
Just vary it up. All really, really good information. There's a lot more great information in the documentary. Where and how can people see the documentary?
Okay, so you can just go to YouTube and it's called Pretty Shouldn't Hurt.
So it's called Pretty Shouldn't Hurt, available on YouTube. And Derek, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me, Derek Monroe, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So, yeah, I don't really check my Twitter as much, but definitely on Instagram, just my name, Derek, D-E-R-I-C-K, Monroe.
And you also have a lot of beauty content that you do. It's behind the scenes beauty, right?
Yes. I've done interviews with people from Whoopi Goldberg to Narelle Hollis talking about their journeys. And it's really about the behind the scenes that you don't really see and the things that go into it.
Yeah. And you get people to really open up, which is a talent and a testament to your spirit that people trust you enough to be vulnerable. You get really, really great interviews. I love it. So please check out Derek's YouTube channel. Lots of good stuff on YouTube. We have the documentary of your YouTube channel. I'm going to do like a whole Derek Monroe watch list.
I love it. Let's go for it. But the same thing with you. I'm very proud of your podcast. I was going through it today. I saw the one about the hair loss. I was like, and you know what? I'm also very interested in your very last one about dosing.
That's the episode on THC microdosing. And I think what people forget when it comes to cannabis is it's plant medicine. Like, yes, it's been demonized because of various political reasons. And yes, it's been illegal for the last 100 years. But at the end of the day, it's plant medicine. So the difference between a poison and a medicine is dose. And what the women who I spoke to on this episode really explain is how you can use cannabis at the appropriate dose as a plant medicine solution for things that people are taking pharmaceuticals for. Like, why take a Xanax if you can take a little bit of an edible?
They
it's completely natural. So it's a really interesting episode. I'm glad. I would be curious if you do decide to microdose. Let me know how it goes. I would be curious what your experience is.
I'm very intrigued by it all. So I'm definitely listening.
Uh-oh. All right, Derek, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Compo. You can also check out The Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Compo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.